Hello and welcome to this Bob's Bingo audio review for bingosites.tv. In this short audio review, we're going to be talking you through things to do with, say, depositing, withdrawal rules and some of the technical aspects really relating to Bob's Bingo. So the first thing to start is with, actually, when it comes to deposits, the minimum amount you can deposit is £10 and the maximum is £500, and that is per transaction. So to actually make a deposit, once you're in the lobby area on the left hand side of the screen, you'll see some tabs, and all you need to do is click on the one labeled banking. That will then give you a drop down list of more options. From there, click on make a deposit. Then you'll have a new screen in front of you where you can just choose how much you wish to deposit, select your deposit method from a drop down list, and just enter the details. In terms of wagering requirements, the wagering requirement is 4 times, and that is 4 times the amount you deposit plus the amount of bonus that you actually receive. So to work that out, you'll need to basically add your deposit and your bonus together, times that by 4, that'll give you total wagering requirement. In terms of withdrawals, withdrawals are processed, or you can actually request one withdrawal during a 7-day period. The minimum withdrawal amount is £20, and prior to withdrawing, you'd have needed to have deposited a minimum of just £10. In terms of safety, license and regulation and that type of thing, Bob's Bingo is licensed and regulated in the Isle of Man, which of course makes it safe as it's on the all-important white list. Software-wise, Bob's Bingo uses a Cozy Game software and is on the Live Bingo network. And in terms of how long it's actually been around, Bob's Bingo was first launched back in September 2010. So thanks for listening to this short Bob's Bingo audio review from us at bingosites.tv.